Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Just a few days left for some shopping for gifts, Hugh. And one of the great things about wine is it's a fabulous gift.
It's a great gift.
You can just go to a wine shop and pick up all sorts of stuff, and it's ready to go.
Well, here are some selections from all of the broadcasts that we've done for this entire year. It's going to be sort of a long list, so you're going to probably want to go to the website and pick these up.
But these are good choices.
These are good choices. These are wines that you and I were wildly enthusiastic about and that we thought, in many respects, were great bargains.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the bargain Chardonnay bin, there was a wonderful Loire Valley Chardonnay, surprise, surprise, called Domaine des Herbages, 2015. Mm-hmm. It's like 10 bucks or something like that.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. And we also thought that the William Hill North Coast Chardonnay was also a really good value, and that's the 2014 vintage.
I remember it. It really is.
Now, if you want to go a little more high-end on the Chardonnay, the two that we liked the most for this year were Landmark, the Overlook Chardonnay from the 2015 vintage, and another one called Ferrari Carrano, and it's their reserve. It's the 2013 vintage, and it's 30 bucks, and I thought it's a good value.
It's a powerhouse.
Yeah, it's a good one. On the Napa Cabernet area, two that really came to mind this year was the 2014 Sequoia Grove, which is about 35 bucks, and one that's come in every year as a great selection, which is the Alexander Valley Vineyards Cabernet and or Cabernet Franc, both terrific. Pinot Noir, there were some good stories this year, but one that really stood out for me was called Xena Crown. It's actually from Oregon, and it's a 2013 vintage. It's about 50 bucks, so this is a special gift.
Yes,
but,
it is.
But it's pretty special wine. On the Italian selection for value, I'm back to the Crossarola Valpolicella Ripasso. It's about 15 bucks.
Can I get a bottle, please?
It's just really good. And for 15 bucks, it's a dynamite.
It's one of my favorites.
Now, if you want to spend a little more money on Italian, the Cesare Bosan Ripasso, also the Valpolicella, is about $35, and that wine is a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Okay, Maryland. Old favorites for you. Old Westminster Chardonnay, terrific wine, great value. Moving up a little bit in the price point, you want to go to the Black Ankle Terra Sol, which is sort of a Gruner Veltliner offshoot, I believe.
Yeah, it's a dessert wine.
And then we have from Big Cork, the Cabernet Franc from the 2015 vintage.
It's a lovely wine.
Not going to go wrong with any of those. Rosé was a big deal this year.
Yep.
The two that really seemed to stand out was the Guillaume Gonet Rosé. It's from the Tavel area of France. It's the 2016 vintage. And one that shocked me because I liked it so much more than I thought I was going to, which was from Longmeadow Ranch. It was a Rosé of Pinot Noir. In the French value area, two from Minervois. One is the Chateau Massaillac, 13, and one is the Chateau Mignon Minervois, also a 14. And then from Bordeaux, Chateau Lauduc Bordeaux Superior.
Yes, I love that wine.
Viognier, Cambria Viognier to Puscat Vineyard, hands down the winner there.
Yep.
Alsace, Domaine Sicmac, Riesling, or Pinot Gris, any vintage. Go for it. And if you want to splurge, you can go to the Grand Cru Rossacker. And if you want a sticky, you go to the Yalumba Museum Reserve, which is a Muscat. And then my white wine value for the year, the Simon Sig Chenin Blanc 2014 vintage from South Africa.
What you should do is go to our website and print out this list. Take it to a wine shop and see if they can help you find some of these things. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.